Today's revelations about Gabriela Cortez, a Spanish teacher at Theodore Roosevelt High School in Boyle Heights, are the latest in a long month of sex abuse allegations against LAUSD teachers. They started last month when Miramonte Elementary School teacher Mark Burnt was arrested and charged with 23 counts of lewd acts involving students. Soon, another Miramonte teacher was arrested. Then it was a Chatsworth janitor, a Crenshaw High School teacher, and a Polytechnic High School athletic assistant. And now that the superintendent has ordered a review of all the district's discipline cases, more could surface. Sandy Gibbons is communications director for the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, and she says trying all these teachers could take anywhere from 6 months to 10 years.
It depends on his attorney wants more time to go over the charges. It depends on the motions filed with the court. It depends on the length of trial. It depends on the length of preliminary hearing. And there's no timetable other than a defendant has certain rights.
But Farrell Menon, an associate professor of social work at the University of Southern California, is more worried about how this last month has affected kids.
All of the hoopla and, you know, people coming to the school and they're moving all the teachers. And it seemed to me that they were not doing a lot to try to make this as good as possible for the kids.
Miramonte Elementary School reassigned its entire staff after its second teacher was arrested in early February.
We're now painting teachers as terrible people who prey on kids, and that's just, most teachers are good and dedicated people. It seems a little bit like a witch hunt.
Court proceedings are just starting for Mark Burnt, that first Miramonte teacher, who pled not guilty on all his counts yesterday. Gibbons says officials can't know when proceedings will end.
As far as the trial goes, it could be a long trial, it could be a short trial. It depends on the witnesses. There's too many variables.
But the longer the trial takes, Menon says, the easier it is for the defense, and the harder it becomes for the children who have to testify.
Children are difficult witnesses. You know, let's say you have a 12-year-old on the stand, and he's telling a story the way he experienced it when he was 6 or 7, and your whole conception of time and circumstances and all that is very different. And so you look to a jury as if you are not telling the truth because you don't tell it, you can't remember it as a 12 or 14-year-old. You're remembering it as a little kid. Time passing is really good for the defense attorney.
More allegations may arise in coming months, but for the students involved now, this is only the beginning. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.